Well, we're on the telephone today with Ron LeMay, who is the CEO of Main Street Data, a new agricultural data analytics entrant, and Billy Tiller, who is the CEO of the Growers Information Services Cooperative, and wanted to visit with you folks about the introduction of the new Validator Ag technology tool being made available nationwide. And I was just looking at your news release here that said the Validator is the industry's first broadly based independent data tool enabling growers to validate and improve their farming practices through visibility at the subfield level to their potential production versus their actual production. And it's based on the performance of others farming under like conditions. Well, before we get into that, why don't you tell me, first of all, we'll start with you, Ron. Tell me a little bit about Main Street Data and just what you do.
Main Street Data is a data analytics company that purchased all of the intellectual property and other assets of FarmLink. So FarmLink was in the market for a number of years, was restructured, and Main Street Data acquired those assets. So what Main Street Data and its predecessor, FarmLink, has done is to collect an enormous amount of yield data for corn and soybeans. It's also true of wheat. Wheat's lagging a bit behind in terms of our application of data analytics to it, but we are going to do wheat. So we've actually collected at the most granular level imaginable, 150 square feet. So what we did was got a data record from a combine with our technology installed on the combine. So if you picture a combine with a 30-foot header going its normal pace, it'll collect 150 square feet of yield every second. So we've collected that. So we know exactly what came out of that 150 square feet. There are now 1.3 billion of those. So when one talks about big data, one needs to make sure the data is big enough to answer the question at hand. Ours covers millions of acres, 26 states, 1.3 million of these observations, microfields is what we call them. You can consider them kind of test plots. What we've also done is collected the naturally occurring variables for each of those 150 square feet, meaning soil type and weather, all the other factors that are beyond the farmer's control that determine yield. What that lets us do is to isolate those and determine the impact of farming practices and inputs. So it lets us determine comparable growing conditions so that farmers can see how they do compared to others under comparable growing conditions. It will let us see in the future the impact of various practices and inputs in the context of comparable growing conditions so we can validate what's working and what's not working. So validation is a large umbrella based upon a huge data set that was collected with extraordinary quality, too. One of the problems in agriculture is that there's a lot of data, but it's of suspect quality because it wasn't collected with the right kind of quality control. We actually had a tech check out each combine for 4 or 5 hours prior to permitting the farmer to get in the combine. The combine's released from a sister company, Machinery Link. We would then calibrate the combines ourselves, monitor the calibration, and then do post-harvest quality assurance as well. So this is a unique data set that was collected in a meticulous way, and it's a huge data set with 1.3 billion microfields or test plots that let us ascertain whether all kinds of practices are working, how farmers are doing relative to each other under comparable conditions.
Okay. Billy, let's have you talk about what role Grower Information Services Cooperative plays here.
Thanks, Ken. For those that don't know, Grower Information Services Cooperative, it's an ag data cooperative, not unlike other cooperatives that you might be affiliated with. I am the CEO. My name is Billy Tiller, but I'm also a cotton and grain grower and have been for the last 36 years in Texas. I've been working in the ag data space since about 2010, very interested in that. I think there's a lot that can be garnered from data, but, you know, sort of the dirty little secret is there's just never been enough quality data to really turn it into real insights for growers to make decisions. And I think what I found when really through the cooperative, we came across Ron LeMay, Main Street Data, and the data set they had, we felt like, and we're ascertaining or certain now, that we found a data set that can be used to validate and to benchmark and things that can really bring business insights, not in the future, because we always thought, hey, you know, we're going to have to collect tons of data ourselves and it's going to be down the road. And how are we going to be able to pay for this data science? And it's difficult to raise money for those things for a group of growers. And we're trying to decide how we're going to do that. And when I come across Ron LeMay and realize they had spent $80 million or they had through FarmLink collecting this data really to make this great data set. And we formed a partnership to really garner business insight for growers out of that. So I feel like I found the Rosetta Stone, a really polished set of data that farmers can utilize for the insights.
Okay, Ron, so I know there's other services out there, but tell me how yours is different or better.
Ours, first of all, is the broadest I'm aware of, 26 states, 1.5 billion microfields. Ours is at the lowest level of granularity, 150 square feet. You know, people trying to collect data and farm at the field level are not going to be successful in really identifying the right approach to take to improve their productivity or to validate whether what they're doing is working. We've seen 100 bushels per acre of corn variability within the context of a field. And so field is an inappropriate level of geography to be doing any kind of measurement, validation, planning, et cetera. It has to be done at the subfield level. With our data at 150 square feet, you can aggregate up to virtually any management zone that makes sense to you. And the quality of our data, when we first started, we're not aware of the hostile environment that farming represents. Now, I have an investment company in Kansas City. We invest in Internet of Things and collection of data and financial services, aircraft, homes, automobiles. All of those are relatively simple in agriculture because you're collecting data from a machine that is variously maintained in hot, dusty environments. You have to take special steps, and there are no shortcuts to that. If you don't take those steps, you don't get quality data. So ours is not only the broadest base, it's the most granular, and it's the highest quality.
And Billy, talk about how farmers can work with you on this. Now, I understand that GISC is offering this exclusively.
Yes, it's sold exclusively through GIC. So they would need to be a member of the data cooperative because like other cooperatives, you have to be a member there. We have a paid membership. It's $500. It's a collaborations platform. I think we're at a place where the value prop is, have we reached a place where growers really feel the value of collaborating together to get insights? And now that we actually have data science working in the really in the background for our benefit, I think the time is now to not only try to use what Ron and Main Street Data have been able to put together over time in this unbelievable data set, but the next step is to be able to collaborate together as growers, work with groups like Ron LeMay's to bring together those varieties and those fertilizer recommendations and try to really validate, you know, what we've gotten out of those and see what's really working on the farm. The other beautiful thing about the cooperative is it's grower governed. So there's growers on the board with the same interest you have at heart. There's secure storage for you to be able to store your data. So part of the monies are not only to capitalize the cooperative to pay for services like these. And then there's a cost to the validator. It's per acre, but there's a literally a long-term trend method. It's $2.50 an acre, and what I like to say about that is 50 cents an acre because it's 5 years. It actually runs from the last three, counting 18 will be the fourth. But Main Street Data has agreed with the cooperative that if a farmer doesn't see value there, he'll give a money-back guarantee. The only question is we want to know, what didn't work? Why didn't you see value here? Because we are going to make this successful, and he's committed to that. And with that, we'll be able to take those answers, if there are any, and actually make the product better. So I haven't seen people put their money where their mouth is and stand up like that and really believe in their own products.
Well, I'm going to give you guys the last word here. Anything else you want to convey to the farmer listeners there?
Yeah, one thing I'd like to convey, Ken, this is Ron again, is I think there's an enormous opportunity for farmers here. And I think amidst all the concerns about data privacy, et cetera, I think we've lost sight of that a bit. We did a study recently to determine what the difference in profit per acre would be between a 50th percentile farmer, so that's the mid-range farmer, and a 60th percentile farmer. So the top 50% versus the top 60%. This was an Iowa corn farmer that we took. The difference was $25 per acre. And we have a grain trading tool we're introducing utilizing this data. We did a study in Grundy County, Iowa, to determine how much better farmers would have been off had they used our grain trading tool rather than whatever method they used. All we knew was how much revenue and how many bushels came out of Grundy County. We did not know what any individual farmer got, obviously, but the difference was $45 per acre. And so the ability to utilize data and data analytics to make increasingly better decisions in every aspect of a farming operation carries with it an enormous opportunity. I think creating GISC the way Billy has provides the best place for farmers to put their data to work, and they need to put their data to work. That's the way to get the return on this, not by selling it for cash, but actually aggregate it with other data, put it to work, and realize the benefits and increased productivity.
I couldn't agree with Ron more. You know, everybody's been telling me since about 2012 or 13, data equal dollars. We believe that at the co-op, but we believe it's through the insights that we'll gain through business insights, through things like tools like the validator. You know, another unique thing about Main Street Data and GISC have done, we don't sell chemicals. We're not tied up. We're very independent. There's no recommendations made around those things. We're just trying to validate practices and inputs. And around those things, you can think of the validator as post-scriptive. I love that term because you'll have an agronomist that's working with a grower giving prescriptions, and we want him to do that. But we're going to be able to be post-scriptive and sort of grade those things. How are you doing? And can you do better? And I think that's what we want to do as growers, just try to get better at what we're doing and try to make better yields in a profitable state. So I'm going to stop there, but we're really excited about what's going on with Main Street Data.